Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Resistance Man, a Bruno Chief of Police novel by Martin Walker. Narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Prologue. It was shortly after dawn on a day in late spring that carried all the promise of summer to come. The fresh green leaves were so bright they startled the eye, dew was already disappearing from the grass under the first rays of the sun, and the woods around the cottage were clamorous with birdsong. Benoît Courrèges, chef de police in the small French town of Saint-Denis, and known to everyone as Bruno, could identify the different notes of warblers and hoopoes, woodlarks and woodpeckers, just a fraction of the bird life of the beautiful valley of the River Vézère, where he made his home. Bruno wore his old army tracksuit in which he had just taken his morning run through the woods. His eyes were fixed on Napoleon and Josephine, his two geese. These monarchs of his chicken run paced forward with slow dignity to study the quivering puppy held firmly in Bruno's grip. Behind the geese, twitching his head from side to side, came Blanco, the cockerel, named after a French rugby hero. Blanco was followed by his hens and the two pheasants Bruno had added to his flock because he liked their smaller eggs and the careful way the hen pheasant would hide them in the undergrowth. Raising a basset hound to be a hunting dog is slow work, but Bruno was becoming convinced that Balzac was the most intelligent dog he'd ever known. Already housebroken, Balzac would even abandon an alluring new scent to obey his master's summons.